What's up, guys? This is Angelo Tate coming to you with a new episode of Acting Is Not Just Reacting. And today I'm going to talk to you about the audition room. So even before I break down how to properly conduct yourself in the audition room, let me just begin with this. Some of you may be afraid to go to auditions, you may be nervous, etc. And that's normal. It's normal to be nervous about an audition. It's nervous to feel even a little anxiety about it. But I want you to go in knowing that the producer, the director, the casting director, the writers, they're rooting for you. They want you to be the answer to their problem. And let me break this down for you. So when it comes to casting for a role, the writer and the director and the producers, they all team up to tell one story, right? Or in some cases, multiple stories. And they need people. They need actors to fulfill those roles. And at the present moment, they don't have who they need. So they have a problem. Because in most cases, if you don't have an actor to tell the story, then you may not even have a production. So they have a problem. And how auditions go, casting calls, you know, called in auditions, etc. How that goes is they are looking for someone to solve their problem of not having what they need. They're looking for someone to play a character and they need someone to come in and be that character, and you could be the answer to their problem. So when they look at your audition, they're hoping, they're praying, they're wishing that you are the answer to their problem. Or another way to phrase it is they're hoping that you are the answer to what they need. So don't go in thinking automatically that a casting director and a producer, a writer, a director is against you. They're not, most of the time. Most of the time, they are there hoping that you do well. They're hoping that you are able to come in professionally, take instruction, and be what they need. So when it comes to the audition room, make sure that you have your headshot ready. I know in some cases, people tend to write other productions down that they've been in on the back of the headshot. I personally don't recommend that. I recommend that you do it, and this may be somewhat old school, but it's not really old school. You should have an 8x10 photo. And you should have your resume printed on the back. Now, I'm going to tell you like a small secret. I hope like future casting directors aren't listening. Standard is 8x10. I've turned in 8.5x11, which is the standard, standard inches for a sheet of paper, like a sheet of notebook paper. And so sometimes casting directors might be flexible. That's actually a chance like I kind of take. But standard is 8x10, so I will tell you that. So come in with your 8x10 headshot with your resume on the back stapled. And a friend of mine taught me that you should have the staples, the bent side on the front of the headshot and the smooth side on the back. And I was taught two different ways. I was taught by a friend of mine to have a staple in the center at the top and the bottom. But when I went to LA, I was taught four staples, one in each corner. And make sure that your headshot is flush with your resume, and you know, come in, and more than likely you'll sign a call-in sheet, and that call-in sheet will have information for you to fill out. You'll probably sign your name, your number or your agent's number, your agency, your email address, or the agency's email address, and you will probably have to answer if you're SAG eligible or if you're part of SAG Screen Actors Guild, or if you're non-SAG Non-Screen Actors Guild, and you'll just fill that out. Now what will happen is there'll probably be an assistant who will tell you to wait until, you know, your number's called or your name is called or until someone comes out and gets you. Now that time is a very important time. The time that you wait between signing in and the time that you're actually in the audition. There are multiple types of auditions. There are cold reads. Sometimes you may have to do a monologue, or you might have a scene to do. Either way, that time between waiting is really crucial. Here's what I would advise you to do. Go ahead and be in character. Some people even teach you to be in character before you even enter the building. And that can be helpful. In some instances, let's say, depending on the character that you're playing, let's say if you're playing like a mean character, don't be mean to the people who are helping you. And don't be mean to other people who are waiting their turn. Just don't. Because people notice, they may say something to the casting director, producer, director, and your audition may even be ruined even before you get in the room because of the way you treat people. I had a teacher to tell me that the camera's always on, meaning that you're always being watched. And I don't mean that like in a Big Brother way. I mean, people are going to pay attention to you. Even when you think you're the least noticeable person in the room, like, people are going to pay attention. So treat everybody kindly. That's just a standard rule for life. That's a standard rule for audition rooms, because you never know who you talk to. You never know who remembers you. You never know who notices different things that can catch someone's attention. So be nice to everyone. So when it comes to being a character, I would say be in the mindset of your character. You don't have to be like raging, you know, you don't have to be angry. Raging, you know, just be prepared mentally. What I tend to do is I tend to go over whatever material either I have to present or is being presented before me, and I prepare that way. If I have a monologue, normally I'll recite my monologue silently to myself, even though I might have studied it a million times the night before. I'll still go over it anyway. If you have a scene that you're doing, break down what needs to be done. Be thinking of choices you can make in your head to perform the piece well. If you notice that the scene calls for certain emotions, or you feel like there's an emotion or a choice there that you can make, be making those decisions in your mind. If you get permission to write on that script or on that piece of paper that you're given or you're allowed to pick up, do that. Dig into your script and you will definitely be a step ahead of people. You'll be surprised. Some people, when it comes to the audition waiting room, some people are on their phones. Some people will try to buddy up with other actors, which, don't get me wrong, that's not a bad thing. It's just, it can be if you're trying to get in character and get focused for what you're about to do. I've even heard of some situations where people are trying to deliberately, or I might have mispronounced that, are deliberately trying to distract you from doing the scene well. So they'll come over, they'll break your focus, they'll try to carry on conversation, etc. Now, if you're having like, you know, a friendly, hey, how you doing? Or hey, may you be well, may you break a leg, that's acceptable. But to sometimes carry on full out conversations isn't always good. So the purpose of that waiting room is to prepare. Be prepared. That's, if you don't listen to anything that I say during this recording, carry this away from you. I mean, carry this away with you. Be prepared. Be the person in the room who's going to be prepared. Something that Dwayne The Rock Johnson has said, which I believe is awesome. He said that when it comes to being in the gym, he wants to be the hardest working person in the room. Now, you can take that many different ways when it comes to preparing in the audition room. But what I'm saying is be the person who's going to be prepared. Because more than likely, if you're the person in the room who's prepared, you're more than likely to get the part if you fit what they're looking for. So, now there might be some people who are listening who think, well, I don't have a script, I don't have a monologue, etc. So what do? I would say to you, just be patient, wait, be focused, be calm. Especially if you're someone who enters the room with anxiety or who is nervous, get in that place where you should be calm. I was taught in school, in my very first acting class, that you cannot act on stage. And I will say this is for the screen as well. But you cannot act if you have tension within yourself. So what you can do is focus on the other person. Now, you might have just heard that and thought, well, I don't have anyone else to focus on. Well, okay, fine. Be focusing on how you're going to make those choices. Even if you have to make up someone in your head that you have to focus on that person. You know, the point of the matter is to just be focused and to be ready. Be calm, be centered. If you have to pray, do that. If you are the one who needs to maybe just take some deep breaths, if you have to practice yoga before you go in, if you have to meditate, if you're a believer and you, you know, read scripture, or if you're not, if you believe in energy, etc., do what you have to do your very best when it comes to that audition. Because I was taught that, yes, you might have you might have nervous energy, you might have like anxious energy when it comes to doing the role, but you can use that and channel it. So yes, nerves are kind of a thing that can get to you, but they can also be used to your advantage. Now, you might have just heard that and thought, well, you just said a second ago, be calm. Well, it depends on the person, but either way, be prepared. Get to that place emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, where you can give your best. That's what I'm saying. And some people, no matter if they breathe, no matter if they take medicine, etc., they may not be at a place where they can be their best self. So they may have to just use whatever energy that they have and use it to that character. Let's say, for example, you're anxious, but you're about to play an anxious character. Could work for you, you know? Or if you're going to play someone who's angry, but you're anxious, you could probably use that energy. And instead of being anxious, you could put that into your character of being angry. But me personally, I would try your very best to get to that calm place, that calm, centered, focused place, and be prepared to give your very best. Now, that's a lot of information I just give you about the pre-audition room, but now let's get to the audition room. Okay, so let's say you're in the waiting area and there's an assistant that comes out and says, hey, Barbara, or hey, Jan, or hey, David, it's now your turn. So here's what I was taught to do. Look for whoever you're going to interact with. You know, I was taught don't shake their hand unless they extend it first, because it's kind of awkward. But more than likely, you're going to be in front of a casting director, but you could be in front of the producer, writer, and director as well. But more than likely, you'll be the casting director. So you'll come in, though, if it's a filmed audition, more than likely they'll have a marker or a piece of tape on the ground where you stand to give your audition. It's called finding your mark. So find your mark and you'll be standing behind that mark, and the casting director might ask you a few questions, or, you know, may greet you, hey, how are you, my name's, you know, blah blah blah, casting director, oh hi, my name's actor, you know, and they might give you instructions. More than likely, they'll have you do a slate, and what a slate is you give your name, your agency, and sometimes your age. It may depend on what they want from you. Typically, if they're concerned about age, you would more than likely say, I'm over the age of 18. Or if they want like specific ages for specific roles, especially in dealing with kids, you know, you'll say your age. Like if you're a 10-year-old actor and you're giving your slate, they may have you look directly into the camera or directly at them, and you'll say, hi, my name is Janet, I'm represented by such and such agency, and I'm 10 years old. Or if you're an adult, they'll say, hey, my name's Angelo, I'm over the age of 18, and I'm represented by VNC Talent. If the role is more than likely over the age of 18, and that's all they're auditioning for, sometimes they won't even ask you your age, but be prepared either way. Now, here's a little tidbit that I was taught in a workshop. Say that there's the casting director, say that there's the camera. Ask them, where do you want your performance delivered to? And the reason why is because some casting directors might feel weird if you look at them while you're acting. They might want it directly to the camera, or they may want it at a spot on the wall. If they say, and this is just me personally, you don't have to really listen to this, but me personally, if they end up saying, do whatever makes you feel comfortable, I'm more comfortable with delivering my performance towards a spot on the wall above them. That's what I typically do. If I'm not delivering my performance to the camera or directly to them, just because you never know, they're human, they're variable when it comes to your audition. They may give you a look that maybe you don't connect with, they may mess up a word, may throw you off, etc. So that's what I would do. Now, if they want you to look at them, then that's a totally different story. But typically, they'll kind of tell you, or you might have some choices, and it's up to you to figure out what makes you comfortable. Now here's another tidbit as well. When they say whenever you're ready, don't take that as, oh, I need to hurry up and do my performance. No, you take your time. Now, don't take all day, but take your time. Get to that place where you need to get to do the best performance, and then go do your part. And when you deliver your performance and it's over, some casting directors might shake your hand. If not, that's okay. Don't extend your hand unless they extend theirs first. That's just something that a friend of mine taught me, because it could be weird. You know, and you never know, like the casting director might be a germaphobe and you may offend them with your germs or something. I know it sounds silly, but sometimes stuff like that happens. So go in, find your mark, ask them where you would like their performance delivered, where they would like you to deliver the performance. Once you have those instructions and you know how you're going to deliver your performance, and you're ready to go. And sometimes when you're finished with your audition, you might have a variety of emotions. Sometimes you might feel even more anxious. That's happened to me, because you might think in your head, well, did I do well? Did I not do well? Did they hate me? Did they like me? Did I get the part, etc.? Sometimes you might feel relief, sometimes you may not feel anything at all, but the important thing is that you've done your job, you've done what you were meant to do in that moment, and you have to let it go. You might get a call back, you might not, but the important thing is that you went in there, you were focused, you did what you needed to do, you got to that place where you needed to get to give your best performance, you followed the instructions, you treated everyone well, and you done what you were meant to do. And I was taught that when it comes to auditions, after it's done, let it go and treat yourself. So whatever way you treat yourself, you should go do that, whether it's with ice cream, if it's something with fried food, or if you like to play basketball, etc. Just after your audition, I would recommend you treat yourself in the way that you treat yourself, as long as it's not anything dangerous, you know. And that's how you conduct yourself in the audition room. And I hope to expand on a few things, maybe even acting technique when it comes, well, audition technique when it comes to, you know, preparing for that. And I hope that gives you some help on how to conduct yourself in the audition room. And thank you so very much for listening. Much love to you guys. Peace.